You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Coaching Youth Hoops, episode 8,623. No, just kidding.
We're over 100, though.
Are we over 100?
Yeah,
absolutely. How long have we been doing this? We've been doing this a couple years? I don't even remember. I have to go back and look.
Is it
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. It'll be 2 years in April.
I think
is that right? I think it'll be 2 years in April.
When are you coming back to Wisconsin?
October. I'm in a wedding.
Oh.
My nephew's getting married.
Okay.
So, but.
But we'll already be in the thick of it by October.
I was going to say, I'll probably make a trip out to see
April
you.
13th was 2022 was our first episode.
Yeah.
Wow. The Coaching Youth Hoops introduction, April 13th.
And we're just getting started. There's so much content.
Oh, there's so much
information to talk about. And we get so many questions, which I love.
So many questions.
And this topic today was a question you posted on our Facebook group at Coaching Youth Hoops. So go to Facebook, subscribe, and like Coaching Youth Hoops over there. It's a dynamic community, which I absolutely love. Very helpful. So the question was that you asked, in your opinion, what's something every coach should teach their players? And I would love to ask that question to you, and then I'll share some of the responses that we got on the Facebook group.
All right, so my microphone just died, so we're just going to keep going here. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine. It sounds slightly different than normal, but it's fine. It's
just, we'll finish here, and then we'll figure out what's going on. I'm not sure.
You're good.
We'll go. We'll just go off grid. I don't really even need this anymore.
It's not there you go. You're fine. There you go. Talk right. Okay. Talk to us.
Talk to you.
Collins. Yeah.
What do you think is the most important? I know what I think, and I've said it multitude of times. What I think the most important thing to teach is. What do you think it is?
So. It's a really good question, because what we did is we have this culture that we teach within my program, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, and it's two pieces, and we actually I need to do a video just on this, because I get asked a lot about it. It's two pieces. It's the game that we teach on the court and the beliefs that we think win games, and the game in your head, which oftentimes is the bigger opponent.
Right. Okay.
I don't know what direction you were asking for coaches in this particular question.
Pretty
Most of
open-ended.
them, yeah, it's pretty open-ended. I was surprised by some of the answers. I thought they were going to talk about you need to teach them footwork, you need to teach them, this, but they actually took the mental, more of the mental intangible side. So the three things that we often talk about, which is a play on words here. So we have our red dot culture that we talk about. So the basketball stuff is this: rebounding, efficient scoring, and defense. Those are the three things that we really put a big emphasis on in my group, my level up group. And then that's the game on the court. And the game in your head is drive open together. So play on words with drive and open. It's not driving and driving to the hoop. It's bringing energy and effort. You got to bring energy and effort because you and I can't coach that. They got to bring energy and effort to practice with their teammates. You have to get excited about being there. It doesn't mean they're always happy and jumping around, right? But it's energy and effort. Open is being coachable, being a good sport, being teachable, having your peers help you and teach you, taking criticism for what it is, just taking criticism, not I'm not picking on you, I'm trying to help you improve it on the game and in life. And then the last thing is just playing together, being together. It's together is the T, not team, but together. And I think together has a bigger overarching feeling and meaning than just team. And together, I mean, like we're really bonded. Like, this person next to you, I always ask them, what's the most important, or who's the most important person? And like, look to your left, look to your right. That's the
Right.
most important person,
Right.
right? It's supporting one another and knowing that it's not about my individual record, right? And this is a perfect example of how it translates to the game on the court. I can't tell you how many instances, and I can't wait to watch the film on this, which we recorded through Game Changer. Is there was multiple times in our game yesterday that everyone touched the ball. That's being together.
Right.
In one possession before we found the open person. And I mean, we skipped that ball around, not even a dribble. It was just pass, 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 pass it back. Oh, literally found an open person under the hoop. How many times? Can't even tell you. Like literally all by yourself, boom, got it. But that's being together and no one's being selfish.
Right.
Right?
What do you think is the hardest thing to teach?
I think what's the hardest thing to teach? I think that the first thought when you asked that question was this togetherness. And I see it with my younger teams. They'll all want to score. They're just chucking the ball up. And now they've just started with me. They haven't been through a full year of our culture yet. The older teams know it and breathe it. And, it's me reinforcing that message over and over again with them about being together. So I think that whole concept of being together and knowing that doesn't, at the end of the day, am I ever going to remember that I scored 50 points? Well, 50, you might, 12 points in a game.
No.
No, I'm going to remember the girls I'm doing battle with. I'm going to remember the good times we had together. I'm going to remember being together. And even if I don't remember their names 25 years from now, I'm going to remember the feeling
Feeling. It's the
that I
feeling.
had.
Yes,
So.
I agree. I would agree that yes, I would think the team part is the hardest part. I think defense is harder to teach than offense in some respects.
Correct. I do too. I'm struggling. We're struggling a little bit on defense because of that. I mean, they got the offense down now, and we're doing funnel down,
Okay.
and it's
There you go.
remembering to funnel the
Funnel.
right way. Just to funnel, right? At first, it started okay, and then when the game like gets going,
I know. It's hard.
So
It's
that's
hard.
hard. So some of the comments, though. Or right, they're like the one that got the most, well, the couple that got a lot of thumbs up. One was, I think this was the, yeah, this one, sportsmanship, respect, communication. Communication is tough.
Well,
Toughness.
communication's hard. That is
Yeah,
hard.
that is hard. And
That would put that.
selfishness. Yeah. So a lot of things we talked about, sportsmanships, like being together, right? Respect, communications, toughness, and selfishness. Those are all good things. Mental toughness was another one. A lot of teamwork, right? Was something we need to being accountable. Fundamentals that, going to the game on the court, right?
Right.
The importance of teamwork. So a lot of those types of, yeah, I don't, and I don't care if it's, if you, if you're with them just from one season, you're 3 months and you're that's your basketball season, you have one practice a week. If you
Right.
teach those and integrate those life lessons within your practice, you are going to win a lot of games, and it's going to make for a better experience for the kids as well. And you got to find a way to talk about and show being what does being respectful mean to one another? What is, and I would really encourage, I mean, I think for us, it was a game changer when I came up with this red dot culture, because it's easy to say now. I mean, just do it. And we manifest it. And I, again, I know I've talked about this on the podcast before. Every practice, every game, we're putting a red dot. You can still see mine a little bit. The girls went
Right.
a little crazy. I got a big red dot on my between my thumb and my pointer finger. And we manifest it because it's this idea of, I always tell them, guess what's going to happen today? You're going to make a mistake. And I literally say it like that. And I
Right.
said, what do? You press your red button on your hand and you say, next play. That's it. That's the next play. Go on. You're going to make a
Move.
mistake. You're gonna make...
Mistake response. I talk about what's your
Yep. Mistake
mistake
response. Yep.
response?
Yeah.
You know,
That's what it
what's it
is.
going to
So,
be when things aren't going well? All right. Anything else, coach?
yeah, go check out our Facebook group at Coaching Youth Hoops. So, Facebook group, go to groups and then just quickly type in there Coaching Youth Hoops Facebook group.
And
You'll
I'm going
find
to go
it.
try to figure out why my microphone's not working. So
Yeah, let's go figure this out.
maybe I need a new one. This is going to be, I need a new one. Maybe that's what I need a new. I need to redo my
You got
whole
to set up your whole studio, coach.
my studio. All right, till next week, coach.
Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.